Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about joy, the importance of joy, and what joy actually does within our lives. Philippians 4:4 says the following: Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It is so important that we need to find joy within our lives. One of the most important things that God has given us in life is joy. How many people do really step into joy? How many people obtain joy? How many people are in a joyous position? If you think about life and you think about people around you, just think about it. How many people do you see around you that are truly, truly happy? If you have to compare joy to people who are miserable and people who are nagging, I can tell you this, that a lot of people choose nagging and they choose to be miserable. Why? Because people make life or allow things in life to get them down. Not a lot of people know that joy is an antidote for us to become better. Joy is an antidote for us to get through situations. You see, when the Bible speaks about rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice, it's not just a matter of the joy just came. You need to choose to be happy. You need to choose to put yourself in a certain state. Now, I do believe that we can welcome certain things within our lives. We have the ability to welcome certain heaviness if we don't look out, if we are not careful. We can welcome certain things in our lives. And I'm not saying that these things are not real, because they are there. But we choose the state of our mind. We choose the state of our spirit. We choose the state of our lives. Every single thing we do in life is a choice. Now, I know that this is something that will probably get me into a lot of trouble, because we are living in a day and in a time where people are so oversensitive, but I can't help the way I feel. This is what happened to me. You know, we have become such victims of choice that we make it seem like life is just always dishing out these horrible things to us. And nobody really wants to get up, and nobody wants to become what they truly can become. Now, I want to share something with you just to illustrate or to make a point as to why I feel like we can welcome things and we can actually push things away within our lives. A couple of years ago, I experienced tremendous stress in a specific area. And I'll never forget the feeling that I got. And it was an overwhelming feeling of a presence that wanted to come and sit on me. And I remember how stressed I was about the situation. And I'll never forget how I felt that this particular presence came like a wind. It came like a spirit, and it wanted to sit on me. And it was actually the spirit of a panic attack that really wanted to attach itself to me. But I felt it, and I felt my body wanting to respond to it. And immediately I started rebuking, and I said, "You are not welcome in my body, and I will not accept you. You will not be at peace when you come upon me, because I will make sure that you are very uncomfortable. You are not welcome in my body." And I will not forget that experience for the rest of my life, because I remember how I fought. And I said, "I am not going to become comfortable with you sitting on me." And I feel like with that specific example, there are many things that we can fight against. And there are things that we can accept. If you think about moments in your life where you were happy and joy could have come, and then maybe you just decide to think about something that is not good and that joy just escapes you. Everything in life is a choice. Everything in life is what we choose. So we cannot be in a place where we say, but this didn't happen and that didn't happen and this person is always joyful and I will never experience the joy. Everything in life is a choice. You choose who you are. You choose what you become. Everything, everything is an acceptance or it is a fight not to accept it. So you need to decide, who are you and where do you want to be? And what are the choices in life that brought you to the place where you are? Now, again, I'm going to say, it is not a welcomed message. Why? Because we are living in a time within our lives where everything and anything is accepted. And when people can't take accountability for something, and they are called out on it, then suddenly it's called victimization. Then suddenly we are insensitive. Then suddenly things are just not right. Now I am telling you all these things because these are things that I have experienced. And there are moments in my life where I had to be hard on myself. Not even the people around me. I had to sit with who I am. I had to deal with certain things and realize that I cannot blame other people for my state of mind and my life. I am the creator. I am the one that welcomes things within my life. I am the one who chooses to be. And that is why I want to say to you today, choose joy. Choose to be joyous. No matter what you find yourself in, automatically everything that is heavy begins to disappear. Automatically everything that is not of God begins to flee because joy and anything negative cannot coexist. Whatever is negative in the presence of joy has to flee. It has to bow. And you need to decide who you will be. Will you be a person that will find themselves in a place where they are constantly going to bow to any and every presence that comes to visit them? Or will you let joy override the things that has come against you? It is important to find yourself in a place where God will guide you and God's joy will be your strength. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. There's something beautiful with joy. I'm reminded of Miriam, where after the Egyptians were chasing after them and the Red Sea closed, she started taking up the tambourine. And the Bible says she began to sing and dance. And she said, the horse and the rider has fallen to the sea. Now that is a joy that cannot be explained. That is a joy that can be obtained if you wish to have that kind of joy. You decide. Because at the end of the day, you create your atmosphere. And you create your world. We are the people who are in charge of every single thing that comes against us. And it is up to you to choose today. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that joy fills my heart and joy fills my spirit and joy fills my mind, my soul, and everything about me is covered by the spirit of joy. I have joy unspeakable, and today I choose to cover my situations and my lifestyle with joy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening. to today's broadcast. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.